This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Central bank number two on the Marketplace hit parade today is the Bank of England, which this morning made kind of a holy cow announcement. Over the next 2.5 weeks, the B of E is going to buy up as much long-term UK government debt as it can get its hands on. Regular listeners to this program will recognize that as quantitative easing, what the Fed started doing to help this economy get out of the Great Recession. The BOE says it's trying to restore orderly market conditions. That's a quote, because the fact is that markets in the UK have been anything but orderly since the government announced big tax cuts the other day that it plans to pay for by going way deeper into debt. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
The Bank of England is stepping in and buying bonds because the interest rates on those bonds have been rising quickly, and buying them will push interest rates down. Sebastian Malaby, senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says rising rates were threatening the stability of Britain's bond market.
Both the bond market and its functioning, the users of those bonds in pension funds and so forth, and then potentially also the government's borrowing costs and solvency going forward.
Now, if trying to push rates down sounds unusual, Malaby says, central banks around the world, including the Bank of England, have been raising interest rates to combat inflation.
Those two imperatives push in the opposite direction. You know, if you want to stabilize inflation, you have to raise rates. If you want to stabilize the bond market, you have to cut rates.
That might sound like the Bank of England is trying to chug caffeine and alcohol at the same time. But Jim Vogel at FHN Financial says you can think of the Bank of England's bond buying plan as a short-term fix.
Once they can accomplish any kind of stability through the middle of October, their plan is to raise short-term interest rates enough by the end of the year.
And that could eventually help boost the value of the pound, which, as Sabri was just saying, has been falling relative to the strong dollar. Zachary Griffiths with the research company Credit Sites says that has the Bank of England in a tough spot.
Because the weakening pound adds to inflationary pressures, at least at the margin.
But even though the Bank of England is doing a temporary 180 on interest rates, the Federal Reserve certainly is not. That could keep the dollar strong and the pound weak. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.